Welcome to Smart Branding, a podcast dedicated to branding, naming, and domain names. I'm Tatiana Bonneau, and with my guests, we try to help you create and grow strong, memorable, and meaningful brands online. I believe time is one of our most precious assets, and so I want to thank you in advance if you decide to spend the next 30 minutes with us. I promise to do my best to make those worth it. Let's go. So my guest today is Kim Addis. She's the president and founder of Frame of Mind Coaching, who coaches leaders, executives, and entrepreneurs to achieve success by mastering their thoughts and building mental resilience. Thank you for joining us, Kim. It's a pleasure having you with us.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm very excited to be talking to you today.
Wonderful. Give me a bit of a background. Tell me a little bit about yourself and how did you get to do what you do today?
Okay, well, I live in Toronto, and I've always been interested in leadership and what differentiates top performers from other people. And I'm a bit of a serial entrepreneur. So in my past life, I used to own an assessment firm, and we used to test people, give them assessments to find out how do we choose top performers? What makes one person succeed over somebody else? And so we studied the data a great deal, and we discovered one very important finding is that people who have a higher degree of emotional resilience will be much more likely to succeed no matter what the industry, no matter what the job, no matter what the level of the job than other people. So that's a piece of my background, just based on my history and the data collection we had. The second piece was when we sold the company, I got hired by a coaching company here. I live in Toronto, Canada. And so I got hired by a coaching company to do marketing. I lasted maybe 8.5 months. And the reason is that number one is that when you're an entrepreneur, it's hard to work for someone else. Second reason is that I got an opportunity to observe their approach to coaching. And I decided that they were making some mistakes and I felt like I could do a better job. And so I took my history, my background, my knowledge, coupled with this exposure to the coaching industry, which I felt instinctively was misguided and misled, and decided to create my own coaching company. And that was 20 years ago.
Wow. I really like that. And I think one of the things, and that wasn't, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it wasn't the case 20 years ago, there wasn't that many like coaches. Now it's like just about everybody is a coach. And one of the things that it really kind of puts me off is exactly that lack of data. And when you said, you know, you come from that background of, you know, the data and the studying and the understanding of people and that just the weight of that, you know, information-based decision process, I'm like, yeah, that's what a coach should be. But it's so not. It's like there's so many, like everybody and their dog is a coach now. I don't mean that badly. I'm sure, you know, I know there are a lot of good coaches as well.
No, there aren't.
Okay.
There aren't. And if I'm going to be completely truthful, I think that it's an industry that's weak. It's a weak industry. And so the question becomes like, you know, right away, right off the top, you just finished saying everybody and their dog is a coach. And so it's an industry with a poor perception. So now here I am, I'm in the industry. How do I help you see that I am cut from a different cloth? How do I show you that what I do and my perspective and my approach and my philosophy around coaching is radically different from what you see out there? And that's my task. First of all, to convince you that coaching has value. And it's hard to do if I've just agreed with you that most coaches aren't very good. Right. But then I say, yeah, but you should still investigate. Right. So I have a task ahead of me, don't I?
Absolutely. Yeah. No, yes. Not an easy one. So I'm going to get back to or dig into more about how you do that. But before I get into it, so I don't forget, my other question is, and it's related actually, because as you said, you need to stand out. You need to try as quickly as possible to communicate to your audience that you are not like all the other coaches or wannabe coaches out there. What part of that is solved by the name that you chose for your business? How did that process go, and how much is this related?
They're completely related. So let me go back again. So that 20 years ago, the approach to coaching was an accountability-based coaching model. So what does that mean? I would say to you, Tatiana, what's your goal? And you would give me a goal, whatever that goal is. I want to make, I don't know, $100,000 more every month. Whatever your goal is, it doesn't really matter, right? And then I would say, okay, let's make a plan. And let's cut that plan into manageable components. And now here are all the things you need to do to reach your goal. And then I would say, okay, my job as your coach is to hold you accountable and make sure you're doing all the things in your plan. But you're a very intelligent person and you know how to make a plan, and you don't need me to help you make a plan. But the truth of the matter is, even if you had a plan, there's something going on that's stopping you from executing on your plan in a way that gets you results. So my interest is not in the plan. It's not in holding you accountable. But my interest is in why aren't you doing the things that are on your plan? And if you are doing the things that are on your plan, why aren't you getting the results you're supposed to be getting? So what's getting in the way? What's actually preventing you from getting to where you want to go? And it has to do with the way you think. It has to do with your belief systems. It has to do with your approach. It has to do with your mode of operating and your patterns of behavior, which, while they may be well-intentioned, sometimes and unconsciously clash with your goals. And so my job is not to hold you accountable, because you don't need a babysitter, right? And plus, I have five kids. The last thing I need is to have another person to take care of, right? Like, that's not the function of a coach. A function of a coach is to help you remove the barriers so that you could take off and fly. Right. So that's my job. The question is, how do I find the barriers? How do I find what's actually going on inside of you that's preventing you from reaching your goals? And so, first of all, to go back to your question about the name, I understood it's about the way you think. It's about your frame of mind. It's about the way you see everything. It's about the way you experience everything, the way you react to everything. Right. And so, I believe that a name needs to reflect what you do. Otherwise, it's very abstract. Like, what do these people do? Right. And so that's why I chose Frame of Mind Coaching instead of, let's say, Kim Addis Coaching, because they'll be like, who is she and what does she do? And plus, I also felt like down the road, maybe in 10, 20, 30 years, one day when I want to sell it, nobody's going to want to buy a Kim Addis Coaching. They're going to want to buy a company that they can brand that's unrelated to me. So that addresses the naming thing. But now, to go back to the question, is how do we get access to the way you think? How do we get inside your head? Because if I can't get inside your head, I can't help you effectively. And so from the very beginning, what I decided to do was I ask my clients to journal in a private and secure online journal every single day with their coach. So what happens is, at the beginning of the week, I give you a journaling question or a prompt, and you start journaling. And you're journaling every single day. There are no days off. There's no weekends. You don't get vacations on this coaching program. I'm asking you to journal every single day. And every day that you journal, your coach, I have a team of coaches, your coach reads and responds to your journal by going deeper, by asking more questions, and by really understanding how you operate, how you see the world, how you experience everything you experience personally and professionally, and how you make sense of it. Because what I'm really looking for is what you believe to be true, because your beliefs run the show. And if I can access your beliefs and I can help you switch them a little bit, your whole life can change.
That's very interesting that like we started with and you started with working with data and very sort of a factual exact science, if you like, statistics. And then we're talking about frame of mind, which to a large extent is very like how do you measure it? You
Well,
can't.
so it's interesting, because I am still heavily data focused, but a different kind of data. So my belief and my experience is that a lot of coaches attempt to coach you without really knowing you and without having relevant, valuable data at their disposal. So they might give you an assessment, right? But what is an assessment? An assessment is a picture, like a snapshot in at one point in time. They're not getting data on a regular basis, right? So when I ask you to journal, that's a data source. And if I ask you the right questions, it's a relevant and insightful data source. So now I'm able to compare what you told me, let's say on week three, to what you told me on week one. I'm able to ask you questions about your past and see how your past is influencing and impacting your present. And so I'm able to connect the dots. So interestingly, while it's not a numeric statistical data, it's very much a data source. I'm not coaching abstractly. I'm coaching from your content that you give me. So it's timely, it's relevant, and I am able to see everything in front of me. I don't have to, there's nothing for me to forget. It's all there.
So how does the process work? You mentioned like there's weeks of journaling. Tell me a little bit more about like, somebody approaches you, they have a problem, and yeah, how does this go from there?
Yeah, so there you get an orientation call with your coach, and then you start the coaching process. And normally we work with highly driven individuals, executives, C-suite, and they don't have patience. They don't want to get results in a year. They want to get results immediately. So we create a very, very intensive upfront coaching program that delivers results quickly. So we have a call every single week. Every call is recorded. The reason we record the call is so the client can listen to the recording and hear themselves talk. They can hear what they're saying, the stories they're telling, their emotional intonation. They can hear where they get stuck, where they struggle, right? So they start to become observers of themselves. And then in between every call, every coaching session, we ask them to journal with us in this private and secure online journal. At the beginning of every week, we give them a new journaling prompt. And the goal is to take them through a journey where we're extracting very specific data so that we're able to see that whole picture. And every time they journal, we're right there. So we're engaging and interacting with them every single day. So imagine, have you ever spent so much time with another human being that is not in your family? That doesn't exist, right? And so the coach really gets to know you at a very pure, unfiltered, intimate level. Why is that important? Because if you don't trust your coach, and if you don't believe your coach knows you, you're not going to move. You're going to have resistance. Right?
That sounds like a lot of like you just said, you get to know somebody really, or they get to know you really close, and like, are there issues like with doesn't it get very emotional sometimes? How do you handle all that?
Training. Training. So it's very interesting. A lot of, I'll give you an example of the training we give our coaches, right? So one of the things that people believe in the world is that as a coach, it's very important to be empathetic. Would you agree? I don't. The reason I don't agree is because most people don't understand what empathy really means. I'll give you an example. Okay, so what is empathy? Let's define it first. Okay, so empathy is putting yourself in the shoes of somebody else and feeling their emotional state. That's the definition of empathy. It's not an intellectual activity, it's an
No.
emotional activity, it's an experience, right? And so, what happens if I'm walking by and I see, let's say you're my client, I see you drowning in a pool. How do you feel? How do you feel in that moment?
I guess scared, desperate.
Scared, desperate, breathless, all of those things, right? Panicked. And if I empathize with you, then I am feeling scared, desperate, panicked. And in that moment, I've disabled myself from being able to help you. It's almost like I jumped in the pool and started drowning beside you. Is that
I see.
useful for you?
Yeah, I guess
Not
not.
useful at all, right? So we have compassion. If I had no compassion, I would just keep walking by, right? I wouldn't even notice you were in the pool. I would just like say, oh, there's someone. See you later, right? But I see you drowning. I see you struggling. I have compassion, but I must see also the opportunity or the solution to this problem. I must be able to see you successfully out of the pool, and I must have strength to be able to stand solidly on the edge of the pool and pull you out. If I have empathy, I've ruined it for both of us.
That's,
Because
yeah, that's
I'm in a
very
state of
interesting. I've never
panic,
thought about it that way.
right? So this whole concept of empathy is misunderstood, misplaced, and does not fit in appropriately to a coaching relationship. So if I'm going to coach you, yes, you have a story, yes, you have struggle, but if I get caught up in your story and your struggle, I'm no longer able to coach you. I have to be able to get past your story and know that your story is temporary. It's your story for now, but it's not your story for life. And my job is to help you create your story for life. Make
That's yeah,
sense?
not, not yeah, absolutely. And I love that. I've never, like you said, I think empathy has been going around even more so recently, especially with all the coaches as that, absolutely have to have do thing. And I've never thought about it in the way you just described. Absolutely. Now you said that about the story, the fact that a lot of people get I feel the way that you just said, where if the coach is empathetic, that doesn't help them resolve the issue, and then that understanding that you kind of become a prisoner to your story, thinking that's it, that's what it is, and that's who I am. So I would say, just because you mentioned it, that's definitely something that I see a lot, and a lot of people get wrong, thinking that's it, and they're defined by it, and it's not changeable. What do you feel are some other common mistakes that in particularly high achievers, entrepreneurs, that the type of people you work with make?
Well, I see a lot of things. I'll give you a few of them. I believe that really, really great leaders also need to learn how to coach. And they don't take the time to do that. They take the time to be experts in their field. They take the time to understand the competition. They take the time to figure out pricing models and strategy and marketing and all of these other things. And it's not that those things aren't important. But at the end of the day, as a leader, you must take care of your team. Without a team, your business isn't going anywhere. So how do we coach? And leaders typically don't take the time or make the effort to acquire training or guidance on coaching. So that's, I think, a very, very big mistake. Another mistake that I see is that a lot of times leaders step in and try to solve problems instead of coaching their team and learning how their thinking interferes with problem solving sometimes, right? Because leaders are like, I've been there, I know the answer, just do this. And that's great.
You mentioned you have 5 kids. I have 4, and really talk to somebody who has more kids than me, so high five. But as you were saying that, I'm thinking that reminds me so much of anything you do with kids, because it's so frustrating doing them, watching them do things wrong and bad and slow and all of that. And it's just so much easier sometimes. I'm just going to do it myself. And I think what you just mentioned, that leaders step in and just solve the problem instead of coaching their team how to do it. It's a very similar situation.
You're 100% right. I cannot express more that great leadership is a lot like great parenting, and both great leaders and great parents are also great coaches. Right? So when you step in and you solve the problem for your kids, sure, you're making things go fast in the moment, right? So you're expediting like this problem right now, but in the long run, you're not doing anybody any favors. Right. So that just gives you a little bit of a flavor of I have a little bit of a different approach when it comes to coaching, when it comes to really helping leaders get to the next level.
And who is it typically for? I mean, who is the typical or the type of person that would really benefit from coming to you
Yeah, I
for
mean,
help.
we often coach any type of leader in an organization. So it could be, president, vice president, C-suite, et cetera. But I'd like to define it a little bit differently because you might say, well, I'm not a president or a vice president. So I really like to define it by calling it the highly driven population. People who have a drive for more, people who have a drive for a better life, whether it's achieving a goal, whether it's a higher level of income, a better relationship, whatever it is, but they are driven and that's what they want.
And how do you feel like at what stage, at what point, like oftentimes I feel that and I can draw that parallel across like industries. Like if I work with, I work with domain names, for example, premium domain names, and it's so hard oftentimes like for people to just understand they have a problem. Because once they know that it's a whole different process of solving it, and that can take time and not it's not always easy, but at least they know they have the problem. And it's very, very hard for them to see it because like so often they suffer from a list of smaller problems that are actually all related to that bigger problem that they don't see. So in your case, how does somebody know they need to, pick up the phone or go to your website and reach out to you?
What we see is our clients typically s struggle in one of four areas. Number one is they feel very isolated. They don't have anyone to talk to. They have a lot on their minds, a lot in their emotional state, and they don't have a place to deposit it. So they hold a lot of it in. They're stressed, maybe. They feel the burden of responsibility on their shoulders alone. Yeah, they might have a team and yeah, they might delegate, but they feel like, at the end of the day, ultimately they are the ones that are responsible and that weighs on them heavily. So that's number one. Number two is that they often have friction with others. So that could be personal or professional. And typically we see two kinds of friction. One is obvious friction. If I yell at you, there's friction. So it's an external, obvious friction. But most often we see a friction that is quiet and internal. So if I see my team not performing, I hold it in and I'm upset about it, but I don't always address it. And again, that could be personal or professional. There's a friction with others. And I would say that this is often the problem that most leads people to us. Number three is that they have a feeling of chronic dissatisfaction. So they may be high achievers, they may ach have achieved a lot of goals, but they feel like it's not enough. They feel like it's not fast enough. They feel like they are not where they are supposed to be. They feel
I'm
like
like,
something's,
I'm taking boxes, like maybe I need to work with you.
yeah,
Isn't that
no,
everybody?
not everybody. They feel like they are not where they are supposed to be, and they don't understand what's getting in the way and what's taking so long and why nobody else understands and why nobody else has the same sense of urgency and why don't people get it. Number four, it's a term I invented. I call it slippage. And that's where we see that a lot of highly driven individuals let very important things slip through the cracks. It could be their health, their sleep, their eating, their nutrition, their exercise, their friendships, their fun, all of that. And so they're not living the life that they want to be living. They kind of put their lives on hold. And so these are the four places. And if anybody's listening and you're like, yeah, those that's me. Well, these are all reasons for reaching out.
And how long does that whole process typically take, or is there like a set,
Yeah,
term number of steps?
we always begin with 10 weeks. Some people stay longer because they love it and they understand how life-changing it is. Some people finish 10 weeks and maybe they'll come back in a year or two when they have something else going on in their lives. But what we see is in those 10 weeks, dramatic change takes place in a very short period of time because of the kind of intensity of the engagement. But that's what it is. We know that people want results quickly, and so we move with them at their speed.
Great. Yeah, I mean that's been very interesting and insightful, and I'm sure a lot of our re listeners will be checking boxes like I just did when you were listing those things. Thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure. We'll include all the ways people can reach out to you in the write-up for the podcast.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking to you, and thank you for the opportunity of being on this amazing podcast.
You're very welcome. Thanks.
Welcome to Smart Branding, a podcast dedicated to branding, naming, and domain names. I'm Tatiana Bonneau, and with my guests, we try to help you create and grow strong, memorable, and meaningful brands online. I believe time is one of our most precious assets, and so I want to thank you in advance if you decide to spend the next 30 minutes with us. I promise to do my best to make those worth it. Let's go!